Okay, this is a dialogue with Dr. Chetna Kripalu. A question is going to be asked here, and maybe a middle question might be asked also, and she's going to respond. So the first question is for Dr. Chetna. When you think about meditation, there is a great deal to learn in meditation. What is the central idea that you are trying to get across, you know, with the group of people who are meditating?
So, about meditation?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the central idea.
The idea is really how, and to give them an idea about what actually makes people anxious, what makes them all riled up and frustrated, and what makes them react where they later on feel like, I shouldn't have reacted this way. And so it's all based on the thought pattern one has through the day. And the mind is basically exhausted having these 68,000 or whatever, 67,000 thoughts a day. Mm. And so the idea is, how do you calm your mind? How do you give mind a break so that you can get refreshed, just like you need, like you do with the body? You sleep at night, but again, if you have been thinking whatever pattern you had nonstop, you're not even getting a rest, really, of the mind. You're still awake at night. I mean, it's a different level, but still, it's not resting. So, and in the bargain, I mean, in the whole scheme of things, people don't end up even sleeping well because of this, whatever's happened with this thought pattern, one after the other, you know, kind of entangles so much in it. So the idea of meditation is to give people that break periodically during the day. Of course, depends on how much they want to do in the morning, how long, but even during the day, so that they get these bouts or periods during the 24-hour period where they get a break and the mind is not exhausted. If you look in a day, for example, from morning till night, you know, at the end of the day, what makes you feel like you're depleted? It's actually two things. It's the mind, which is thinking nonstop, thought after thought, making decisions in the day, answering emails for people who are, you know, on the computer screen, answering phone calls, everything. So your mind is so active. So what happens is it drains a lot of energy from you, and you're depleted. So the thought patterns deplete your energy. By the end of it, it's not the physical exhaustion, it's more like mental and energy exhaustion. Mm-hmm. So what happens with meditation, when you give the mind a break, the energy is conserved. So we're trying to do that so that at the end of the day, you still have all the energy left to actually function better. And yes, by doing that, you actually sleep better. So when you sleep, there's a lot of processes which the body needs to go through, and good ones like muscle building, like the growth hormone is a main hormone which actually is very active at nighttime. Also, detoxification, and these don't happen if you didn't get enough sleep. And it's a big problem now in the whole country as well as, you know, outside, you know, in the world too. Yeah. In India alone, there's 2.5 million Americans who don't sleep. And this is the reason why, because your mind is, and we call it stress. And that's, I guess, goes into the next topic, like what is stress? It's because of, you know, and all these, the way one reacts to stress or the thought patterns which go from morning till night. So I think it's a great break from that. So it helps. The meditation is a process which would help you with living a good quality life.